CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM presents our second That DJ competition at the Pit, Thursday, April 3rd, 2008.
CITR second That DJ competition is looking for the most versatile party DJ in Vancouver.
It's quite simple. Eight DJs play 15-minute sets each, with a minimum of three genres of music to keep the party rocking.
There are no restrictions on what audio sources or what music style That DJ chooses to use. DJs must bring their own music and needle and provide their own transportation. The equipment provided will be properly functioning, professional quality equipment.
Interested? Send your demo to The DJ Competition, CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
Along with your full name, email address, mailing address, home or cell phone, your musical style, and audio sources used.
MySpace submissions are also accepted. For more information, please visit our website at www.citr.ca or email thatdjcompetition2008, all one word, at gmail.com.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
J.J. Johnson, with a theme to the 1973 film Cleopatra Jones, which starred Tamara Dobson as a DEA agent. Johnson started his career as a trombone player for Benny Carter and Count Basie in the 40s, and played with Miles Davis in the 50s. He's best known for his work for TV and movie soundtracks, such as Starsky and Hutch, and Across 110th Street. Welcome to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You can listen online or download the podcast via www.citr.ca. Phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. This week's show features soundtrack music by RZA, modern player piano music, and a short look at the Blocks Cooperative out of Toronto. First off, from Germany, this is Sirius Mo. The album All the Girls, All One Word, came out earlier this year, though he had a song with a similar name out in 2005, which confuses me and matters in general. This is Sirius Mo with Wow.
Drugs. We'll be right back.
Mercy Arms with Kept Low. This came out on the Kept Low EP last year through Levity Records. Mercy Arms are Aussies from Sydney who have opened up for the Pixies in the past, and they should have their first full length out later this year. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The Blocks Recording Club are a collective out of Toronto that's home to Owen Pallett's Final Fantasy, the now defunct band Ninja High School, and former Blue Rodeo organist Bob Wiseman. Blocks, often spelt whenever possible using just six squares, block, 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 not to sound like a chicken, is a collaborative community of artists that promote interactivity and involvement. The bands, under the label's roster, encourage audience members to participate during concerts, and the concerts themselves often occur outside regular live venues, like in alleyways or garages or, you know, not just quite like, you know, the parents' basement or anything, but, you know, just getting out into the community. First up, one of the first releases that came out from Blocks, the Barcelona Pavilion. They basically were one of the first bands that prompted the entire label of idealism known as Torontopia. From the EP of the same name, here is New Materiology on CITR Vancouver.
We want a new materiality.
Katie Stilmatis with Harder Now. That's from her debut album, Join Us, that came out on Blox Records earlier this year. Katie will be opening for Baja Bulat on a short tour through Southern Ontario starting at the end of this month. Before Stilmatis, we had I Can Put My Arm Back On, You Can't, just like that old PSA of old with the little android about not losing arms. That was Alternate Not Alternate, which can be found on the 2004 compilation, modestly titled Toronto is the Best. Next up, here's another act from Toronto, Atomic Seven. The trio are led by superb guitar player Brian Connolly, who is one-third of one of my all-time favorite bands, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Atomic Seven continue to play their zippy instrumentals, and they released an album last year called Something for the Girl with Everything. That's only available right now at their shows. And I would like that album badly now. However, I'll play their first single from an album I could find on Mint Records called Gowns by Edith Head. This is She's Got Haggard Party Slacks. We'll follow up with some unreleased Shadowy Men. Shadowy men on a shadowy planet, covering Kraftwerk's Autobahn, with a little Beach Boys thrown in there in the vocals. That was recorded during their same sessions for their final album, Sport Fishing, The Lure of the Bait, The Luck of the Hook. But the track never saw an official release. It was scheduled to be included on a compilation through Cargo Records, but was sadly shelved. However, Atlanta, Georgia's Chunklet, which is a zine, their blog, they've kept that up and running, and they posted this track last year, along with another old recording of theirs called 16 Encore. So, anyways, here's a couple messages.
I love all type of, I love art also, and I consider art everything.
I love art. Art is just like dope.
It expresses the artist feeling about his or her life.
You know, people don't think dogs playing poker is high art.
It's pop art, isn't it?
I don't know. I just think it's really cool.
Whatever you think is cool, we've probably got it on Arts Express, where we cover theater, film, music, dance, comedy, literary events, and everything in between. Tune in every week to find out what's going on, what's worth checking out, and to hear some great interviews with artists here in your community. That's every Tuesday at 2 with myself, Katie Fitzpatrick, Arts Express, here on CITR 101.9.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Let's continue with the motoric theme here on Radio Free GAC. Though something more recent. Cloudland Canyon are duo Kip Ulhorn and Simon Wojan, who took the band name from one of Georgia's lovely state parks. From their forthcoming Lie in Light album through Cranky Records, this is Krautwerk.
She's like a little bird. She flies from A to B to see what she can see. She's far away from me. We dance down the moon. We dance by the sea.
Gould Frapp from their most recent album, Seventh Tree, that was Little Bird. Seventh Tree is sort of a throwback to their first album that came out, I think it was like 2002, Felt Mountain. I mean, the most recent albums that they released are definitely have that heavier club, that dark dance vibe. But their first album, much like Seventh Tree, has that sort of pastoral theme, except this time it just feels a little bit more pleasant as opposed to necessarily sinister. You're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR Vancouver. Online streaming and podcasts can be downloaded via www.citr.ca. The address for the station is Room 233, 6138 Sub, S-U-B, Boulevard. And that's in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Postal code is V6T1Z1. Pine Am, spelled like the tree and then an asterisk and then A-M, Pine Star Am, are a Japanese trio from Osaka. They released their album Pull the Rabbit Ears in 2005 through Eeny Meeny Records. From that album, here's Gymnopedy 0.1.
Thank you.
the Octopus Project with Music is Happiness, from their album 1-10-100,000,000 through Peekaboo Records. They're from Austin, where they will play at least 3 shows as part of South by Southwest this week. For those of you unable to make it down for those shows, here's who's playing in Vancouver in the next few weeks. Steve Earle has an all-ages show at the Center on this Saturday. Fake Shark Real Zombie celebrate their new record release here in Canada at the Chair Factory on March 22nd. Born Ruffians, March 26th, they're at the Media Club. Chromeo's concert, and April 3rd is at the Commodore. On April 6th, Black Mountain have a second show now, but it's being played here in the sub-ballroom at the UBC, like right next door from us. Cat Power has an all-ages show at the Vogue April 10th. April 11th sees Stars, Winter Sleep, Five Alarm Funk, and the Most Serene Republic play UBC's McInnes Field. Caribou has 2 shows at the Biltmore on the 18th. Midnight Juggernauts hit Richards & Richards on the 22nd of April. And Cut Copy and Black Kids will be there on the 29th. Queens of the Stone Age have an all-ages show at the PNE on the 30th. That same night, Sons and Daughters will be at Richards. May 3rd, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks are at Richards. May 6th, Northern State and the Trucks play the Plaza. On May 7th, Buck 65 at Cadence Weapon and Scratch Bastards at the Commodore. Tape and Tapes and White Demon will be at Richards on May 13th. El Perro del Mar and Lickedly brighten up the Red Room on May 14th. Tokyo Police Club visit the Plaza on the May 16th. On May 18th, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, will be at the Media Club. May 22nd, Beirut will be the Commodore. May 23rd, REM, Modest Mouse, and the National will be at Deer Lake Park. On the 23rd as well, the Breeders will be at Richards, and at the Commodore, Ladytron and Datarock will be playing. On the 24th, the Plaza will see the presets. And remember, the Sasquatch Festival is in upstate Washington that weekend too, so some of those bands will be playing there as well. In the background here, you're hearing Mort Garson with Walking in Space. Mort Garson was born in New Brunswick, and he did a lot of compositions in the 60s that are really kitschy and did a lot of Moog work as well, too. This is from his late 60s album, Electronic Pair Pieces. So I'll let this play for a bit, and then we'll cut to a PSA.
Cardigans, pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan Prints or Rajasthan Colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
This is Radio Free Gak. I am Gak, and for the next 10 minutes, let's enjoy some player piano. The player piano. There we go. The player piano was popular prior to the advent of radio, since it was one of the few ways that people could hear professionally played music without requiring a musician. In the background here, you can hear. I'd live to love in Lady. What is it? I'd Love to Live in Loveland with a Girl Like You, performed by Jane Boynton, and was originally composed in 1910. The player piano, worked by the roll reading perforated paper rolls, which were powered by foot pedals. And though they've been relegated to grandparents' basements for the past 80 years, a few composers have been making new music for those pneumatic pianos. One of them was Conlon Nancarrow, who was born in Arkansas and spent most of his life in Mexico. Coming up after this will be his study for Player Piano 21, which is, as it says, quote-unquote, an acceleration canon in which one voice slows down, the other speeds up, and they cross in the middle. Studies 13 through 32 are available now through a recording through MD&G Records. So here is Study for Player Piano 21 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Sari Torjason with the march from Raiders of the Lost Ark, performed on the player piano with the kind blessing of John Williams himself. As you can hear at the end there, you get the automatic motor, which some player pianos come with, shut down there. Torjason is a Welsh composer who's provided additional score work to several movies and TV shows, including Live Free and Die Hard, Cold Case, and Dead Like Me. Before that, Veronica Krausis with Blue. Recently, Krausis organized a player piano concert at USC, where she is one of the composers on campus. The concert featured acrobats changing the reels and silent films running during the performances. Though if you haven't seen a player piano play, watching the keys seemingly move by themselves is probably worthwhile on its own. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll jump away from the 88 keys and jump into the 36 chambers. The RZA, spelled RZA, has been one of the key figures behind the Wu-Tang Clan, and his love for old kung fu and horror movies is readily apparent in many of the samples he's used in their songs over the years. His first score was for Jim Jarmusch's 1999 film Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai, which starred Forrest Whitaker as a New Jersey hitman, who adheres to the Japanese warrior code outlined in the text by the Hagakure. Here is the main theme, followed by a few other cues from the movie.
Thank you.
Funky theme, along with Risen Number 7 and the main theme to Ghost Dog, the Bay of the Samurai. Found in the Japanese version of the Ghost Dog soundtrack, the North American version featured more rap songs and less of the actual score. The RZA also provided cues to the soundtrack from another one of the most popular movies as of late, although this is going back already like 5 years, so from Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill, let's start off with Crane and White Lightning.
Hey yo, I want to dedicate this song right here to Oren Ishii, half Chinese, half Japanese, half American, and yo, oh what a species of feminine perfection. She got the sinister cat eyes and little freckles on her complexion, cheaper than Yakuza, but she's wicked like Medusa, and she got crazy 88 killers that'll slice right through you, quick to chop her head off, then wipe the blood off. A long-range sniper shot she busts, never let her dud off. You got a minute to pray and a second to die. You can see the image of the devil reflected inside her eye. But since she was a little girl, yo, she never would cry. She's seen so much tragedy. Let me explain to you why. She grew up on a military base where she had to face the brutality of her mother and her father being erased. The blood drops from her teardrops on her cheek. You see the smear spots. She silently watched as the shogun sliced through her dear pops, through his thick skull. Now she's vicious like a pit bull. And when it comes to hatred and revenge, she got a shit full. And yo, she been busting off kneecaps, son, since the age of 11. But fucking an enemy to death, ugh, that was a favorite weapon. And the debt you paid in hell, boy, it can't be paid in heaven. You better get down on your knees, son, and start praying to the reverend. Bon appetit, boy, revenge is so sweet, especially when it's served on a cold dish. But she has no wish but to cut your day short like the winter solstice, and a chance to receive a slight bit of mercy from all was hopeless. Oren Ishii, half Chinese, half Japanese, half American. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a species.
Ode to Oren Ishii, along with the cues Yakuza Oren 1, Crane, and White Lightning, all from RZA's score to Kill Bill, found on the Volume 1 soundtrack. This is CITR's Vancouver's sort of soundtracky show, Radio Free Gak. I am Gak. In 10 minutes' time, Gavin Walker will be here with the Jazz Show. From the No Cars Go single, here's the Arcade Fire with the soundtrack to An Escape. This is Surf City Eastern Bloc.
Get caught and stopped.
That was the Arcade Fire with Surf City Eastern Block. You can find that on the No Cars Go single through Merge Records. Closing this week's Radio Free Gak is some Teutonic post-punk from the album Je Langer Je Lieber, or I guess Je Langer Je Lieber. This is the Klong Bang Klee with Gold. If you missed any of this week's show, you can download the podcast from www.citr.ca, and you can catch the playlist and other information from my personal site, gak.ca, G-A-K.ca. The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker will be following. See you next week for a wee bit of Irish programming for the St. Patrick's Day. Thas vidanya.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned.